Well, you may not know there's a lot of firsts associated with the city of Fresno. One of them, the first credit card was test marketed in Fresno in the late 1950s. Did you know that? Yep, that's where it all began. One of the first facilities dedicated to ministering to women and children in crisis opened its doors in 1955 in downtown Fresno. That entity, the Evangel Home of Fresno, going strong and better than ever today. Welcome to the radio broadcast from the Evangel Home. This is Heartline. Here's your host, Jim Tuck.
Thanks so much. Kit Adams, you are a blessing to Evangel Home and to Heartline and to Jim and to Jerry. We appreciate you and know there are struggles going on in your life, but you're persevering, and I have great admiration for you, my brother, and again, appreciate what you do for us. Jerry, we're in your office, as we do so often here at Evangel Home. Sit down with a resident, a woman who's a part of one of the programs here. And today we have Janice, and a very nice bright colored top. And we've had just a little bit of off-air chat, and so we kind of have an idea where we're going with this direction. But why don't you introduce Janice, and then we're going to hear her story.
Okay, thank you, Jim. Thank you, Janice.
Yes. Thank you.
I know of the three of us, Janice is probably the nervous one. And again, I want to, Jim, I always admire the women that we have in here because, you know, they're telling raw stories and they don't know what's expected necessarily. And I think I especially admire women in the crisis home who are willing to come here because the gals in the long-term programs know us better. We know them better. Their stories are maybe a little more, they're farther along the way, farther along the way. But when we have a gal in the crisis home who maybe isn't quite sure what it's all about, where she's going, that's a little bit harder to share because I think we all want to share the good stuff. And the women in the crisis home is sort of like, ooh, they're kind of out of good stuff at the moment. And so I want to pat Janice on the back for saying, okay, I'm not sure where we're going, but I'm there with you. And I can tell you Janice was here in the crisis home several months ago.
Yes.
And probably almost 28 days.
Yes.
And then decided to take off. And we're going, what? What kind of decision was that? And I remember us saying, she doesn't want to face whatever it is because you just don't pack up and go when you have. Anyway, she'll maybe share some of that. But anyone who has been here before, if they want to come back, there's a different process. The first time they come through, they talk to one staff member who does the intake and pretty much says yes or no. If they want to come back, it involves three or four of us sitting in this office on Wednesday morning saying, well, how were they when they were here before? Why did they leave? What's their situation? And we say no to a lot of women, Jim. We say no if they're still doing the exact same thing they were doing when they left and still don't have a clue that it involves themselves, that it is not my fault, it's not your fault, it's not anybody's fault, it's theirs. And until they can take responsibility, what good is another 28 days going to do?
Right.
We even allow women who leave on bad terms to come back. You know, there's reasons they might leave on bad terms, and there needs to be a way for us to build grace back to them. Janice is one of the people that left, but she was a good resident when she was here. She didn't decide to leave in the middle of the night and say, no, I'm not going to do this and not going to do that. And so we looked at her and thought, well, if Janice has got a little better idea maybe of what she's running from, let's give her another chance. Let's see where this one goes. And so that's where we are. Only Janice knows what she needs another chance for, but she has at least been able to say, I was running. That's why I took off. And now Janice is not 21. How old are you?
I'm 61.
There we go. A 40-year difference there when you're running at 21 is real different than when you're running at 61.
Yeah.
And so I hope we can explore a little bit of that area between what it looks like to run as a 21-year-old or a 61-year-old.
Yeah. Okay. Again, I want to say thank you, too, Janice.
You.
I know life is still very raw for you, and
it
takes a great deal of courage to come in here and sit down. We've never met.
No.
So you're going to share your life with a complete stranger, knowing that thousands of complete strangers are also on the other end of this interview when
and
it airs.
Praying for you.
And praying for you. They want you to succeed. Okay. That's their passion. They want you to be successful, as do I. So let's back up. What's your background? Tell us about your life up to the point you got to Evangel Home several months ago.
Mother of four sons. I am divorced. I considered myself a very a professional. I did accounting all of my life and thought I had a stellar resume, and then my job was eliminated, and I went through some personal tragedies. I lost my mother and brothers all in a relatively short period of time, lost my job, went through some health problems, found myself drinking a little bit more than I should have. Just kind of felt not needed anymore, which was really hard for me because I was needed in raising my family. I was needed in my profession, and suddenly nobody wanted me anymore. And it was really, really tough for me. So I kind of just became a hermit, is what my children called me. I just kind of fell out of.
Pulled back into a shell.
I did. Mm-hmm. I did.
Kind of, if no one's going to need you, you don't need to be needed anymore.
Exactly.
Huh?
Right. And that was kind of a protection, a feeling, you know. It was very protective to feel that.
So did you lose your home or find yourself homeless? How did that come about?
I ended up not being able to afford my home, and I was going to be evicted. So two of my daughter-in-laws did some research and found the Evangel Home, and I came down and spoke to Jo Janelle, and she told me about the program, and I was very, obviously very interested. I really didn't have a choice at that point.
You needed a bed.
I needed a bed, and I needed food.
Yeah. Okay, so you got here, and you were here for less than 28 days?
I was here 28 days, exactly.
Okay, and what was there anything, I mean, was that productive for you personally?
Not until after I left it, I realized how productive it was.
Okay. Yeah. Wow. So you didn't realize that changes were taking place in Janice, and so you chose to leave. Why did you choose to do that?
I couldn't face the hurt I was going through. I thought that if I left, that my family would realize.
Yeah. Like I said, it's still very raw. And we don't need to go any further with that if you're not comfortable, Janice. I'm not going to make this any more difficult.
But she came back. Now, when did you leave, Janice? When was that?
August 15th. August 13th, 14th, 15th, somewhere through there. Yeah.
And you actually left the area.
I did for about 3 or 4 days. I was going to go over to the coast and try and make a new beginning. I felt if I wasn't needed here, I was going to go somewhere that I loved. Mm-hmm. The coast, but finances, hindsight.
Mm-hmm. And so you came back to the area with people you knew and relationships you had.
Well, no one knew where I was for about 3 weeks to a month. I just kind of laid low and kind of managed on my own, and until I realized that I needed some help.
And so you decided, you know, that turns out maybe I was in a better situation than I realized at the time.
There is no doubt. Mm-hmm. Yes. No doubt.
Okay. And you called Evangel Home. And how long have you been back?
Be 2 weeks on Thursday.
Okay. What's different now for you?
I am so much more open to the program. I am so much more open to God's Word. I thought I knew everything before, but I'm getting so much more out of the Bible, understanding scriptures better. I just feel that it's a place I need to be right now. Mm-hmm. And I'm just open to everything that's coming into my heart.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I perceive you're not a rebellious, troublemaking spitfire.
I don't think I would be called that, no.
If she would be a rebellious troublemaker, I have a feeling it would be under the radar. That's how I do it, you know. No one would suspect.
So let me ask this. People or women don't come here and stay. They don't usually get invited back unless there is evidence of a commitment to change. Is that fair, Jerry?
That's correct. Correct. And that's very good, Jim, that you said invited back, because when they call to come back, that's kind of what it is at that point. It's more like on our invitation.
Yeah.
And we saw a difference. Jo Janelle, bless her heart, people need to know that. She's, you know, our morning house manager, and she gets most of the calls from folks like Janice who want to come back. And some days, Jim, she will come in here with a stack of papers, and we'll have 10 people who want to come back, and maybe we'll say yes to two. Once in a while, Janelle says, I'm really going to fight for this one. Hmm. And Janice, she's really in your corner, my friend.
Thank you. And I want to add something. Jo Janelle realized that through the tragedies in losing my family in such a short time that I needed counseling. Mm-hmm. And she spoke to one of my children about that. And I don't believe she initially was going to let me back in until she realized this woman needs some counseling, and we can help her.
Some grief therapy.
Yeah.
That was one of our options, is, okay, if Janice is serious, let's see if she'll go to counseling. And then even if she can't get into the home for whatever reason, is she willing to go to counseling? Mm-hmm. And it just worked that she now can go to counseling and be here. So, yeah, that was a huge step, Janice.
Yes, it was.
Okay. So do you feel like there's light at the end of the tunnel for Janice at this point?
I do, but I'm not sure what it is at this point. I need to find work again. I feel that I'm on the right step, though. I really...
Well, let me ask you about that alcohol thing. How's that going?
I have no cravings. I feel I'm on top of all of that. I'm not stupid enough to say that I won't ever have a craving, but right now I don't. I feel that I'm cured, if that's the truth.
And you're dealing with things, which makes a huge difference. You don't have to constantly take a drink to deal with something when you know there's another way. Even sometimes just talking to another person about it helps.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Well, we're out of time. Janice, thank you.
I want to do show two sometime, Janice.
We'll do a follow-up down the road when we see how things continue to unfold for you here.
Thank you.
Remind Jerry in case she forgets or I forget.
Every Tuesday
we're here.
She's been
Lord
in my
willing.
Quarter, and I don't know what. Somewhere I touch her in the heart. She's always giving
but,
me a special smile.
Thank you for being open.
You're welcome.
I know there are still some rough edges and raw spots, and it was evident. And we're gonna trust the God of all comfort, as it says in 2 Corinthians 1, to comfort you in your affliction, right for this time of year and this season in your life. Wow, it's real world, Jerry. We're coming up. We're past Thanksgiving. We got Christmas ahead. Really quickly. I mean, we're out of time. Turkeys.
So,
we need turkeys.
So
and
okay
if you need to
turkeys.
Know.
We have billions of turkeys.
We have billions of turkeys. Paper goods. Call the home if you'd like to know how you can help. 264-4714. And thank you for joining us today. Thank you, Jerry. Thank you, Janice. Thank you, my listening friend. You made the effort. You went to the radio and tuned us in and you listened. And we look forward to our next adventure here on Heartline from Evangel Home in Fresno.
The Evangel Home of Fresno can be reached by phone in the 559 area code 264-4714. 24/7 online, evangelhome.org. Thank you for joining us for this week's edition of Heartline, the RV, the radio voice of the Evangel Home in Fresno. Talk to you next time.